In the last podcast short, we talked about failure to listen effectively. In this one, we're going to talk about failing to follow up. Some of the heavy lifting in sales is done with prospecting. And if you visualize a period of time where, as a salesperson, you've done a consecutive day after day of prospecting, you find that it can be very difficult on the psyche. It can be soul destroying. And sometimes when a customer says, call me back or keep in touch with me, your gut feel is, or your subconscious is kind of tell you that, yeah, that guy's not, or that lady's not going to buy. And so you try and second guess yourself into calling people back or not calling people back. And it's a real flaw not to follow up on stuff. How many times that, again, I've been guilty of it myself, there's no question of that, but I've seen in sales pipelines and trying to manage prospecting and forward planning and getting meetings booked in the future, everything seems to be about that moment, about getting the meeting, when actually the next stages are probably more critical. You're never going to sell in the first meeting, so it's about having this mindset and resilience and determination to also understand that, okay, I'm not going to do the deal today, but if I am going to do the deal, depending on the life cycle of the industry sector I'm in, I need to plot times in the future where I am going to make some callbacks and follow-ups. And, you know, no means not yet is a phrase that I was taught years ago, but the idea is that there's a sense of structure to what you're doing. And as a result of that, it's about putting processes in place to make sure that none of those prospects fall through the cracks. The amount of times that businesses have bought in data, that they've got data from different resources through researching themselves, through going to places like InvestNI, InterTrade Ireland, and getting loads of data and ringing them and emailing or whatever the process might be, and at the end of that feeling despondent that nothing has happened. More often than not, it's going to take between 8 and 12, which means 10 touch points, depending on the industry, okay? Depending on the life cycle, depending on how lucky you are, depending on your timing, depending on how bad the incumbent is treating your prospect, and a whole load of stuff that's inside of your control and outside of your control. But if you leave it in the lap of the gods for the prospect to remember that you called them way back, for them to chase you up, then you're going to be waiting a long time. This is about rigor, it's about process, it's about detail, and it's about commitment. And resilience pops up all the time, because the amount of no's that you get are going to by far and away dominate any yeses that you're going to get. So it's your ability to deal with that that's going to be really, really important. If you don't stay in touch with the prospect, you're going to lose the sale to a competitor who's going to make more effort to keep in touch. Make sure you follow up consistently, but again, not too aggressively, and make sure that you're able to abridge and do a summary of the previous communication and not just sound like, well, how's it going? Have you looked at that quotation yet? Or, well, have you got a PO yet? Or any more thoughts? You need to be able to build more meaningful dialogue with your prospects about relationship building, about seeing things from their perspective, about doing some research and bringing more interesting content to talk about or to share, reading the room, being able to understand what type of buyer you're dealing with. And one of the things that I've kind of learned recently is that it's not about reading the room, it's about anticipating the room. So being able to second guess what your prospect is thinking, which is easier said than done sometimes.